Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Squirrels in the attic, rats leaking toilets in conditions leading or exacerbating sickness is how four tenants described living in the properties. According to the lawsuit, Stephen Meldahl and his SJM Properties illegally shifted the burden of repairs to tenants and signed them into leases that said they could not contact city inspectors. Attorney General Keith Ellison claims he preyed on low-income tenants.
If tenants do contact housing inspectors, Meldahl fines them, illegally raises their rent, or evicts them, keeping their large security deposits, which can be as high as $2,000 or more. We call this scheme eviction for profit.
Meldahl told WCCO-TV over the phone the clause has been removed. He said he wanted tenants to come to him first and denied punishing tenants who went to housing inspectors. The tenants described acrimonious and difficult communications along with those complaints about the housing conditions. They said they were afraid to take action for fear he would evict them, leaving them homeless. Venetia Jemison recalled the time her mother was gravely ill.
As she was dying, I had to drive back and forth from Minnesota to Fargo, North Dakota. And one of the times I had forgot to drop off the rent. He told me he didn't care about my mom dying and that he was raising my rent due to me having to leave and forgetting to pay him his rent.
The AG's lawsuit seeks restitution and injunctive relief. Basically, Meldahl could keep operating the properties, but he'll have to adhere to the law and maintain respectable housing. Meldahl's also facing a class action suit from Legal Aid Minnesota. According to Ellison's office, Minneapolis inspectors have cited Meldahl for more than 1,300 housing violations in the last decade. Sloan Martin, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.